It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. October 26, 1861 is where we're going to start the Pony Express, which was the fastest method of communicating between San Francisco and St. Joseph, Missouri, officially ceases operation. 1936, the first electric generator at the Hoover Dam goes into full operation. Jump up to 1960s, Saga, which is a silent shoot-em-up western. It was a play written by the TXO computer, which was the first general-purpose transistorized computer, and it aired on the CBS television network to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. 1961, the IBM Data Processing Division introduced the HyperTape for IBM 7340, which was a system faster than any commercially available magnetic tape system. 1971, JVC announced its first U-format video recorders. 1976, the Ekran-1 direct broadcasting satellite was launched by the Soviet Union. In 1983, Atari began introducing versions of some of its video games for use on other video game systems and home computers. 1984, Sig Hartman formally resigns as president of software from Commodore. He is among the last remaining executives that had worked there under Jack Tramiel's tutelage. Within weeks, Hartman, who was earned a reputation as a business negotiator, would go to work for Atari to once again serve under Tramiel. And in 1998, Reuters News Service reported that a paralyzed Georgia man had become the first human to control a computer using only his thoughts with the help of a brain implant. Symantec, the producer of Norton Utilities, acquires quarterdeck office systems for $65 million. Version 1.0.1 of PHP MyAdmin is released, and VM Labs, which employs approximately 50 people, relocates to their new office in Mountain View, California. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, Sony Computer Entertainment introduces the PlayStation 2 in the United States. The system featured a 294 megahertz processor, a single analog DualShock 2 controller, two memory card slots, two USB ports, and an IEEE 1394 port with 128-bit Emotion Engine graphics processor. It would cost $299. 2001, the Klezworm was first identified. It affects Microsoft Windows operating system, exploiting a vulnerability in the Trident layout engine. Also in 2001, William Zeller released the first version of his software, MyTunes. In 2004, Apple released the iPod Photo, which is a new version of the fourth generation iPod. It was able to display digital photographs and album art on its built-in color screen. It would cost $599 for 60 gigabytes. Apple also released the U2 iPod Special Edition, which was a 20-gigabyte fourth-generation iPod, for $349. 2009, Facebook added a feature that if people passed away, friends could alert the social network, which would then in turn lock the profile but would not delete it. And in 2010, U.S. District Court Judge Kimba Wood ordered LimeWire to disable their download and upload features. The permanent injunction would end the peer-to-peer music sharing service. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.